This is a CK to Z news update. Friday morning, representatives from a Victoria group of seniors called Elders for Ancient Trees held a press conference to discuss ongoing RCMP disregard for a BC Supreme Court ruling, which reiterated that the police have no authority to obstruct lawful access to the Fairy Creek blockade area.
One of our main messages is the actual frightening quality of what is happening in terms of our democracy and our right to protest. This is a police action or a series of action that seems almost military and that is very frightening in terms of looking at our whole society.
Susan Gage chaired the meeting and introduced the other speakers. Sol Arbus is an elder member who also holds a key role on the media team of the Rainforest Flying Squad, the organization behind the Fairy Creek blockades. He gave a background synopsis.
For 2 months now, the Elders for Ancient Trees have been attempting from various ways to get through exclusion zones that have been established, now we know, unlawfully by the RCMP. We have been turned away in a highly dangerous situation where a bus was forced to back down a logging road for some 2 kilometers because we were refused admission and refused the right to turn around. And then about a week ago, after 6 hours of deliberation, our bus was allowed to enter as tourists going to Avatar Grove, a local tourist destination. Our objective was to go to a blockade site, which we were freely entitled to do, and which the judge, David Thompson, has affirmed. So we've been at this for a long time, and finally, through the outstanding work of Matthew Nefstedt, our lawyer, we have got this extraordinary decision of Judge David Thompson that the police are acting outside of the bounds of their common law authority to restrict access. And the interesting thing is that the judge has put into place here important considerations about human rights and personal rights, the right of freedom of movement, the right of freedom of expression. And I think he's put it in exactly the right framework, because we're in a situation where we are seeing tremendous overreach by the police. And this is only the beginning of it. People can talk about police violence and other activities, but the main thing is this overreach and this arbitrary application of their own law.
Arbus is referring to court documents released on August 9th by the Honorable Justice Thompson, which read in paragraph 2, I concluded that the RCMP has not shown that their exclusion zones and associated checkpoints are reasonably necessary to carry out their enforcement duties. In short, these RCMP blockades are unlawful. In paragraph 25, Justice Thompson states that the right to be left alone by the state is a basic constitutional principle. People transiting through TFL 46, Tree Farming License 46, where Teal Jones Logging Corporation is operating, and those heading up to the Fairy Creek watershed or other places within TFL 46, whether to hike, camp, or protest, have the right to be left alone, save as the law otherwise provides, meaning public presence is sanctioned by the state except for active roadblocks, which are to be dismantled by the police.
This is a really important decision. We've seen police relying on this practice of establishing exclusion zones more and more over the last few years to insulate themselves from public scrutiny. And I think that this decision really reaffirms that we don't live in a police state. It's not up to the police to make all the decisions themselves. They must operate within the legal framework that they've been given. At this point, we remain very concerned with the actions that the police have continued to take since the oral judgment on July 20th and also since the written reasons for judgment came out on Monday.
Matthew Nefstedt is the lawyer who represented members of the Elders, as well as the Rainforest Flying Squad, in the court case seeking relief from contentious acts of enforcement by the RCMP. CK to Z News obtained an email response from Sergeant Janelle Choyette, Senior Media Relations Officer in the RCMP East Division Headquarters, which read, Since the judge's oral decision was delivered on July 20th, we have made adjustments and conduct assessments on a daily basis on the location of those temporary exclusion zones and access control points to ensure we're aligned with the court's direction to keep the two locations as close together as possible. And we have continued to provide media and public access to the area based on each day's police enforcement activities. However, Ronnie Earnhardt, A speaker at the press conference reported the following.
So today, Friday, August 13th, the use of the illegal exclusion zones is continuing in the field. Right now, there are two exclusion areas set up and being enforced by the RCMP. One is on Granite Main Road, just off the Pacific Marine Highway at the location of the Rainforest Flying Squad headquarters. So this was an area where we had a big camp. There was two little roads in. One, there's a gate, and the other, they actually dug up the road and decommissioned it so that people can't get in. Currently, no vehicles nor pedestrians are allowed access into Granite Main. And that's the area that leads back to other areas where there has been active logging lately. The second exclusion zone is located on Braden Main Road, so where a lot of the action has been happening recently at what was called Waterfall Camp. This is a manned checkpoint which prevents vehicle and pedestrian accesses to all areas uphill from there. So access is being denied to all people, including members of the public, the Peaceful Forest Defenders, our legal observers and support people, and we've also had many members of the media recently turned away from these checkpoints and not allowed access. In addition to this, our supplies are not being allowed in. These actions are in clear contravention of Judge Thompson's order and could be considered contempt of court on the part of the RCMP. So behind these exclusion zones, behind these lines, we do have some remaining forest defenders. And what's happening there is their food and their water and their personal belongings are being confiscated and taken away by the RCMP. So they're basically trying to starve us out. And it's getting very uncomfortable and very vulnerable for the people in there because media are not allowed in contravention to the decisions. So our plan moving forward, we're going to continue our struggle both in the woods and our legal struggle as necessary to enforce the decision on the exclusion zones to allow the members of the public and peaceful forest defenders access as granted in the rights that we have to do so by the injunction.
Arbus then went on to say,
I would like to add another point that's extremely important. From day one, at the beginning of enforcement, at the end of May, the RCMP established exclusion zones at Carcuse and one of the areas leading to a camp, a road called Carcuse, Maine. They then indicated that anyone found within the exclusion zone would be arrested. So already we see that their intention was always to use the exclusion zones as a zone beyond which anybody could be arrested, which is in direct contrast to all of the other examples of direct action related to forests that we've had, whether that was the Walbrand in 91, Clackwood in 93, dealing with the Trans Mountain pipeline in Burnaby Mountain. People were always allowed to be at the blockade sites and were read the injunction and given the right to stand aside, and the other people that didn't would be arrested. They started here in an entirely different way, exactly like they pulled the raid in Wet'suwet'en. So the intention to act unlawfully was there from the very beginning.
Judge Thompson also cited pre-existing challenges to the RCMP's use of expansive exclusion zones during large-scale protests, such as at anti-shale gas protests in Kent County, New Brunswick in 2013, as well as complaints from the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association, the Wet'suwet'en Hereditary Chiefs, and the Union of BC Indian Chiefs in January of 2020. The Civilian Review and Complaints Commission for the RCMP investigated the actions taken by the police, and a February 2020 statement from the chairperson read, "The case law provides that the police have the power to create buffer zones for specific, well-defined purposes, but that this is not a general power and instead must be temporarily, geographically, and logistically responsive to the circumstances." Judge Thompson subsequently wrote in his ruling, "Whatever the intention might have been at the beginning of the RCMP operation, I find that there is nothing temporary about the policy of exclusion zones and checkpoints. The RCMP enforcement operation has been ongoing, essentially on an everyday basis since mid-May, and the exclusion zones and checkpoints continue to be a central component of their enforcement policy. I conclude that the checkpoints have not been placed so as to minimally restrict access to the injunction area outside of the exclusion zones. On the contrary, it is evident that the police are doing whatever they perceive can be done within legal bounds to prevent vehicles, persons suspected of intending to block roads, and road-blocking objects and material from entering the injunction area. Nefstad responded to a query regarding which body of authority is responsible for ensuring the RCMP acts specifically within the rule of law.
That's a very important question and one that we are continuing to grapple with. One of the principles that our justice system relies on is that the government will always follow the law. So this is a very exceptional situation we're dealing with, where we have a judgment from the court and the RCMP appears to be ignoring it and just operating with impunity. So it's very concerning and we're considering our legal options. The court certainly has a number of powers that they can use to ensure compliance, and we're considering how best to bring this before the court if that is the step that we need to take. The RCMP does have a Civilian Review and Complaints Commission that provides a certain level of oversight. It is a slow process. It's designed to implement systemic change, not to be an emergency response mechanism where the police is acting improperly. The more immediate ways of controlling police conduct are if the government were to step in and change its direction to the RCMP, that would be one mechanism. And the other one is through the courts, which is the mechanism that we're looking at.
Judge Thompson's ruling was also explicit that the RCMP must not impede members of the press in documenting events, including but not limited to arrests of protesters. Nevertheless, reports streaming out of the area continue to show police inhibiting, using violence toward, and even illegally arresting journalists for attempting to document the proceedings. Concurrent to Friday's press conference, a busload of Elders for Ancient Trees traveled from Victoria to Fairy Creek, where police had moved into HQ, the Central Forest Defenders Camp, last Monday, the one-year anniversary of the blockades. The arriving activists were welcomed by Pachada Elder Bill Jones.
You are now what my people call Kuas, which means a part of us. Mm. And so you come and go as you please in my territory. Tleko, tleko.
Pam Fitzgerald reported from the front lines, where the seniors were forced to leave their bus and walk for several kilometers in extreme heat, only to be denied entry at the next police checkpoint.
There's about 36 of us at least. The vast majority of us are elders. I see two people right now that are being affected by heat stroke. Here we had a walk through the old Fairy Creek headquarters. It's very sad, the mess the police have left behind, because I've been up here a number of times and it's very orderly and very well kept. So now it's just left in shambles. It's very sad.
Members of the group of elders took turns speaking, and several crossed the arbitrary RCMP exclusion line, knowing it would result in their immediate arrest.
The ethical difference between you folks and us is you're getting paid by us to do illegal things for thugs, forest thugs.
Why are you doing this to people who want a better world? Are we the criminals that you joined up to prevent?
I'm going to quote Martin Luther King. It's our moral responsibility to defy unjust laws.
Here.
Thank you.
We won't back down, and we'll hold our ground. We'll hold our ground.
You have been listening to excerpts from a press conference held Friday, August 13th by Elders for Ancient Trees, Judge Thompson's written reasons for his BC Supreme Court verdict released August 9th, emailed statements from RCMP Senior Media Relations Officer Sergeant Janelle Choyette, interview with Pam Fitzgerald via satellite phone while at Fairy Creek on Friday, August 13th, and audio clips from a video of the direct action at the blockades on Friday, posted on the Fairy Creek Blockade Facebook page and used with permission from Rainforest Flying Squad media team member Saul Arbess.